Liverpool Cotton Exchange. Although the Liverpool Cotton Exchange was built in 1906, Liverpool merchants had been importing cotton since the 18th century. American cotton was first imported into Liverpool in 1784, and for the next 80 years, until the American Civil War, slaves would continue to harvest the crop. During the 19th century, cotton became Liverpool's most important trade commodity. Ironically, some of Liverpool's slave trade abolitionists, including the Rathbones, made fortunes trading in slave-produced cotton. Even today, 60 to 70% of the world's supply is bought and sold using rules that were developed here in Liverpool. Did you know? The late DJ John Peel worked at the Liverpool Cotton Exchange as an office boy. John was a great lover of the blues, the music created by slaves and their descendants on the cotton plantations of the American South. Turn around and walk back to the junction with Chapel Street. Turn right and walk until you reach the junction with Rumford Place. Turn right into Rumford Place and walk straight ahead. On the right-hand side, you'll see a 19th century office building. Rumford Place. Number 6 Rumford Place housed the offices of James Dunwoody Bullock, Confederate agent during the American Civil War of 1861 to 1865. Bullock was primarily tasked with the building of ships for the Confederate Navy, including the famous ship, the Alabama. After the Confederacy was defeated in 1865, he stayed in Liverpool and was visited by his nephew, the future US President, Theodore Roosevelt. Bullock died in 1901 and was buried at Toxteth Park Cemetery, Smithdown Road. Did you know? Liverpool cotton merchants supported the Confederacy during the American Civil War, as they were afraid that the end of slavery in the American South would raise the price of cotton imports. Although Britain was neutral during the war, many Liverpool men served on board ships like the Alabama. This led to Britain having to pay compensation to the United States at the end of the war because of the havoc caused by such ships. Turn around and walk back to the junction with Chapel Street. Turn right into Chapel Street, look up and you will see the tower of St. Nicholas's Church looming above you. Cross over and go into the churchyard. St. Nicholas's Churchyard. Many of Liverpool's important merchants worshipped and were interred here, including Brian Blundell, slave trader, tobacco merchant, and founder of the Blue Coat School in 1708. Blundell, along with other family members, are listed as merchants trading with Africa in 1752. He was buried in St. Nicholas's in 1756. During the 18th century, some black people were baptised here, and also in other Liverpool churches. Did you know? Many of Liverpool's philanthropic institutions were founded or supported by men who had made fortunes through slavery. Going towards the river, walk down the steps in the left corner of the churchyard. Near the bottom of the steps is the site of the Merchant's Coffee House. Merchant's Coffee House. Slave sales took place at the Merchant's Coffee House. One such sale on December 15, 1768, was advertised in the Liverpool Chronicle, an early local newspaper. It read, "A fine Negro boy to be sold by auction. He is 11 years of age. The auction will take place at the Merchant's Coffee House, Old Churchyard. Sale to commence at 7 o'clock by candlelight, by order of Mr. Thomas Yates, who hath imported him from Bonny." The Merchant's Coffee House was demolished in 1883. Did you know? Much of the coffee drunk by merchants in Liverpool coffee houses was harvested by slaves in the Caribbean and South America. Cross over the main road straight ahead. Please cross safely using the pedestrian crossing. When you reach the other side, turn left and continue along until you see a street sign just above street level with the name Gorey on your right-hand side.